This podcast is sponsored by the amazing people at WordSprint, making your brand look great.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Session number 50. This is podcast 50. Wow, been at it for a while. This is an important one, and I'm surprised that I've left it this long. The topic is one that comes up quite often, and it's a topic that paralyzes leaders more than any other one. It's the lack of understanding and the lack of practicing the art and skill of delegation. This series, Orchestrating Success, is about converting your passion to profit. There's no way we can succeed by ourselves. So we've talked about surrounding ourselves with capable people. Now we need to learn to get things off of our plate. That's the number one skill of the transformational leader. The top trait is defining things to take off your plate and then learning to delegate. Rather than that being a weakness in leadership, it is a strength of leadership. This is podcast 50 in Orchestrating Success. If you want to find the transcript for this and other episodes, please go to hughballewpodcast.com and you'll see a link to all of the different episodes. Click on the one you want. This is number 50. You'll see the text of today's narrative. I would please invite you to comment at the bottom of the page. There is a place for comments, and go to iTunes and rate Orchestrating Success on iTunes. Use your computer, write a note. I would be grateful. That will help me get to the page where iTunes recommends this podcast. This is about equipping entrepreneurs for the journey. We must focus on results. We must focus on how things get done, and we must focus on influencing others. Those are the top leadership skills that I suggest that we focus on. Delegation is one that we don't understand as entrepreneurs, as leaders. It's one that we should understand and we must master if we're going to be successful. We do not succeed alone. Let's dig into this topic that I'm calling delegation. And it's really a very common leadership challenge. How do we lead teams? How do we lead them to functioning at a higher level? And how do we lead them to producing consistently high quality results? This is an opportunity to effectively manage one's own schedule and getting things off the schedule that someone else can do. Delegation does not mean delegate it and forget it. Delegation means not micromanaging. So it doesn't mean delegate and forget. It doesn't mean micromanaging. Delegation is a high-level leadership competency that continues to improve as the skill is rehearsed over time. That's really important. We rehearse our ability to delegate. It will not go right the first time. We rehearse and we get better if we learn from our own failures, which aren't failures, they're learning opportunities. Do not expect instant perfection. Expect that we'll get better over time if we stay alert, self-aware, and impact our results by learning from our results. Do not expect every delegation to work out flawlessly. Do not give up. Do not give in. When you delegate, don't take the item back. Do everything you can to empower the person to whom you delegated the success that they want and that you want for them. So I'm going to give you a list of the top steps These are steps that will enable you to embrace delegation as a very high level leadership skill. Here's the top eight. Number one, shelve your ego. You are not the only person who can do everything the best way possible. Delegation is a strength of leadership and not a weakness. Embrace delegation and master the skill. Number two, define what you should not do. This is transformational leadership trait number one. Now is the time to practice what you preach. By getting things off your list of responsibilities and your to-do list, you become more efficient with your work and more efficient in supporting others as well. Some things, however, cannot be delegated. Those things that cannot be delegated are typically fewer than what we think about first. So spend time defining those things that can be delegated and then think about the process. So number one, shelve your ego. Two, define what you should not do. Three, ask for what you need. You have defined the goals for the organization. You know what needs to be done. Do not assume that others are clear on what you want done. Do not assume that people will automatically fill in the gaps. Wasting time is a result of wanting people and waiting for people and hoping for people to get it. Just ask. That's a big deal. A lot of people don't ask and they become less effective as leaders. Number four, delegate the deliverable. Do not dictate the process. You have capable leaders on the team, so let them create the process. You can, however, ask if they need ideas or information to be able to complete the deliverables. Focus on results. Those are deliverables. Work on the process with the person. You don't lose control. You still get to approve it. Let them use their skills to define the process. It's your job to define and quantify the results. Number five, set parameters and limits. Identify the boundaries as to this person's level of authority. Define the boundaries. Define the authority, the responsibility, and accountability. Define what they should do and what they should not do. Six, set check-in points. This is not micromanaging. Setting times to measure benchmarks along the way allows for coaching and affirmation during the process. Sometimes team members think that asking for information is a weakness. You're promoting collaboration, not dependence. Define these check-in times when the task is delegated. Define it now. We're going to delegate it today. It's due in a month. Let's talk next week. Those check-in points, as I said, are a chance to mentor, to do course corrections, and to build relationship. Leadership, communication, results, team synergy all have their foundation in building effective relationships. Number seven, show appreciation. People will be invested in the result and the process that they are part of creating. And number eight, be patient. Manage your own anxiety. If you are anxious, that negative energy will infect the team, and your ability to think clearly will be compromised. Observe how things are working. Nurture the process. Give it time to work. Give it enough time to work. Here's some tips. I'll repeat the last one. Give it time. Remember that you are the expert, and the person with the assigned task may not be as capable with the overall vision. They have specialized knowledge. Give them time to apply that specialized knowledge to your vision. Give them time to learn. It will take more time at first. In the long run, it's worth it because they're building the ability to do more as you mentor them. Second tip, believe in positive results. Most people function at a higher level when they know that there is an emotional support. Believe in the person and let them know that you care about them and you believe in them. The fourth tip, keep relationships as the key connection. We all have different sense of responsibility when the relationship is important. Always, if we have relationship, it becomes a different ballgame. Always work on relationship with everyone on the team. So those are my tips. If you have others, please comment below. Here's to your success. Remember, rate this on iTunes Store, and please take a look at hughballoupodcast.com for all the other topics and the narratives that have been transcribed for you to see. Thank you for being here, and I hope this tip is helpful. Start delegating today. This session is sponsored by WordSprint. WordSprint is really a mailing, an authority mailing business. They can connect with your tribe, whether it's donors, whether it's customers, whether it's organizations. They are first class printing operation. They print the magazine that I'm co-publisher for, Nonprofit Professional Performance 360 magazine. You can find it nonprofitperformance.org, nonprofitperformance.org. They also print our flyers, and we stay in touch with a piece of paper that people can hold in their hand, and it's followed up with an email. Hi, Joe, did you get the magazine that I sent to you yesterday? Be sure to look at the article on page 5. I believe it will give value to you. WordSprint has the most sophisticated systems for donor retention, for client retention, to improve your bottom line with the tribe that depends on you for information. Profit depends on maintaining and building effective relationships. WordSprint is the authority, the best printing, the best touch points, the best systems. Go to wordsprint.com and ask for a free appointment to see how they can improve your bottom line.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.